Happy rainy, stormy, but warm Saturday morning. Welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and at Season 5, Episode 37. Yes, that's right, everybody. We're up to Episode 37 for the week that was April 22nd, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. It's mid to late morning. In this episode, we will review the shortened week that was for April 22nd, 2024. We'll tell a dad joke. We'll read a student email. We'll preview the upcoming week. All of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast Annette. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude and break to refill my espresso. A little later in the morning, we had storms roll through. We had Charlie go ballistic at dogs walking up and down the street. So through all the chaos, we delayed the podcast for a bit. But we are back and we are rolling. We're going to start with student email of the week. And this student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It begins, Mr. Sal, are we bringing back the word wall on the board in the back of the room? Will we still get enrichment points for writing words on the wall? Well, name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. Short answer, yes. Long answer, we haven't had a need for the word wall in a while, so we took it down. But now there's a need for one. We have the Cold War term, so we're going to use the new word wall. You guys worked on that this week, and we'll get into that here shortly. Pause for some espresso. If you're interested in working on the word wall, see me in the hallway, see me on bus duty, message me, and we'll get you set up to work on the word wall. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question in the body of the email or message. You may also put comments. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your questions and comments read on this award-winning and highly popular Somewhere on the Internet podcast. So, the week in review. We're going to do all classes at the same time. We had a short week, 4 days. We started on Monday working on our word walls in all the classes. Each class previously had pulled words they felt were important from the class notes on the Cold War. We pulled those lists. We threw them into Google Sheets, alphabetized the lists, and then Yin's guys, we deleted duplicates as best we could, deleted some other words that were not that important. Then you went through and you picked, each student picked two words, used the word wall template in Google Slides, and made two word wall slides. That was the assignment. We worked on that Monday in class and Tuesday in class. The assignments are due by the end of the day on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we tried some new vocabulary activities using CuraPod. One was an activity where you wrote sentences using key vocabulary terms. Then the class was to vote on the sentences, choosing the one you felt best described the term. We did that. We did one round of that. Then we went into another activity where you guys were creating memes using the vocabulary words. So you could either draw your own images out, or the easier way was, and we set this up, have Google open in one tab, CuraPod was on another tab, and then you had Canva open in a third tab. So you would search for images of the keywords, pull them down to your computer, upload them, and these were all timed. I think we had 10 minutes to work on this as a group. This was all group work. Upload into Canva, add words, phrases, adjust. You guys were layering picture on picture. The best way to do that was logo. Remember, if you guys used the dock feature, you couldn't layer picture on picture. So we would use logo, put picture on picture, and made some really cool memes. I will push those out through the class Instagram account here shortly. If not later this weekend, early this upcoming week. So you made memes. They went back. They were uploaded in a CuraPod. And from there, Yin's guys voted on those to... You know, who had the best, who created the best memes based on the vocabulary words. You seem to enjoy that more than the sentence writing. And that's okay. I wanted your feedback on that because these are assignments that you guys will be doing moving forward. And truth be told, you're setting the framework for next year, for the upcoming year sophomores. Trying stuff out, see, getting your opinion on it. Not that they may like it the same amount you do, but hey. We'll give it a shot and see, get your opinion, because your opinion counts too. So, we worked on that on Wednesday. Thursday, we came into class and we did a Kahoot in class that reviewed the word wall terms in the early stages of the Cold War. You guys played that game. Competition was fierce. It was a good time. We were off on Friday. We had an unused snow day, and it was also prom day. I was privileged to see many of you at the Grand March. I did check in for people at the lower end of the alphabet, alphabetized by first name, because that's the way Mrs. Cohan wanted to do it. Alphabetized by first name, I did the lower end of the alphabet, I believe R through Z. You guys looked great. Hopefully you had a fantastic time at the prom, stayed safe. So that was our week in review. Along with this, remember, we still have the study skills resources linked to each class's Schoology page in the on the front page of the each class period. There's a folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources. Within that folder, there's a link labeled Note-Taking. It takes you to the class wiki where I've curated a number of study skills along with explanations on how to utilize them. Everybody learns differently. So if how you're studying is not working well enough for you, take a look at some of the other ways to study and experiment with them. I will help you if you want me to. We still have a bunch of free pocketed folders for students. If you're interested in one, I got some more notebooks. So if you need a notebook, see me. I have the pencils. I have the mechanical pencils. If you need stuff, I got stuff. Come see me for supplies. What's up, New Brighton? We're working on, because I'm the sponsor of that club, we're still working on the episodes. Come see me work on that. I would normally do a musical break, but we're kind of zipping through, so I'm going to keep moving. Optional enrichment assignments. There's one this weekend. School appropriate. Make a flip grid as to what you do on your unused snow makeup days. Must be school appropriate. We have the stick togethers. We have a bunch of other things. The enrichment choice board still up and running. See me if you want to participate with those. Now, we're going to roll back into our regularly scheduled podcast, which is now time for your favorite part of the podcast and mine, the dad joke of the week. Thank you. Thank you very much. This week's dad joke of the week is, once again, courtesy of exceptionally bad dad jokes. So frightfully awful, yet wonderfully spiffing, volume one. I can't wait to get my hands on volume two. So, question for you guys. What makes a really good tongue twister? Anybody? What makes a really good tongue twister? Well, it's hard to say. Get it? Tongue twister? Hard to say? Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one. So, jumping right into next week's preview, we have a regular full week, so we're going to make the most of it. On Monday, we'll review the Cold War info we've covered and prepare for a quiz on Tuesday. That's the game plan. The rest of the week, you guys are scattered along the Cold War. We're going to finish the international stuff and jump into domestic info of the 50s and 1960s. And we covered a lot of this already with the Civil Rights Projects. So a lot of this will be review and overview. What's up, New Brighton? We're going to continue working on our episodes. At this point, I'm going to take a brief break, regroup, and refill my espresso. Even though everything is here in studio with me, I'm going to take a brief break and I'll be right back. Okay, we're going to roll into school announcements. They are as follows. Regular week this week. Keystone tests are coming up soon. Mid-grade reports are going to be going out soon. Senior mid-grades were submitted this past week. Regular for the underclassmen, those mid-grades will be going out soon, but your grades will be different by the time you receive the mid-grades and the time that you know they're submitted, your grades will be different. So don't worry about that. Keep getting work turned in. Some of you owe me work. Get that late work turned in. Partial credit's better than no credit. What else do we have? We still have some school visits going on. Check that out. There's a lot of field trips. Please keep up with work. See me if you need anything. I think that's pretty much it. So we're going to go right into the end of this podcast. And as I like to tell you all the time, as I pause for a sip of espresso. That's good. A lot of you guys ask, like, why do I drink out of such a small cup? That's what you're supposed to drink espresso out of, a little Demetos cup or Demetos mug. Anyway, as I get ready to end this podcast, I want to mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like what you hear, if you get mad at something, please don't blame anyone else. Send me some constructive criticism. If you like what you hear, please send me some complimentary comments. Another, I want to mention several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day, the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. As I sniffle through this, I have a cold or allergies. I can't figure out what it is. Could very well be allergies because pollen is up. I apologize for that. Sounding a little stuffy. Next thing we're going to talk about is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please check out this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that's 211.org or 211 on your phone. We're adding the website 511pa.com to this list. It's a great resource for travelers. 511pa.com is a website that shows driving conditions across the state, where the location of snow plows are if needed. Hopefully we don't need them this time of year. Construction, road closures. We've had flooding. We've had landslides. They have live traffic cams on state highways and interstates. With all the construction going on, they have all that information posted. There's also an app, 511PA, or you can dial 511 on your phone and get this information. So check that out if you're driving. That, everybody, is going to wrap up this week's episode of Mr. Sal's podcast. And that, have a great weekend. Enjoy. The sun's supposed to be coming out. Tomorrow's supposed to be nice and warm. Enjoy the weekend, and I'll see you guys Monday.